This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian shelling has killed three civilians in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Saturday, according to Volodymyr Zelensky. One more person was killed in the eastern Donetsk region as well. Russian Defense Ministry said on Sunday that its forces have killed more than 220 Ukrainian servicemen over the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Ukraine said on Saturday that more than 500 Russian troops have been killed. Neither claim is independently verifiable. The French Senate on Saturday night adopted President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform plan in the wake of a seventh day of national protests. Lauren Anthony has the story.
195 members of the French Parliament's upper house voted for the text, whose key measure is raising the retirement age by 2 years to 64. 112 voted against. The protests and rolling strikes that have affected refineries, public transport and garbage collections aim to pressure the government to withdraw the pension plan. But the government believes the change is essential to ensure the pension system does not run out of money. Now that the Senate has adopted the bill, it will be reviewed by a joint committee of lower and upper house lawmakers, likely on Wednesday, when an additional day of nationwide strikes and protests are planned.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. A corruption watchdog group said in a preliminary report that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa was not involved in a cover-up concerning the theft of a large amount of cash he had stuffed into a sofa at his farmhouse. Allegations of a cover-up had nearly cost him his presidency. Ramaphosa will still be the focus of a police investigation into where the money came from and what he did after it was stolen. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Coast Guard is searching for possible survivors after two suspected smuggling boats overturned off the coast of San Diego. At least eight people are dead. Jackie Quinn has the story.
Crews are combing the area near Black Beach in San Diego, where they were able to retrieve eight bodies last night from the water. But darkness and thick fog hampered their efforts. San Diego Fire Rescue says there's a large debris field along the area, also known as Torrey Pines City Beach. It's believed there were about 15 people on board the boats that overturned. Authorities say Panga-style vessels are often involved in the smuggling operations that come ashore in that area. I'm Jackie Quinn.
When asked about the recent collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, U.S. Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen said that people should feel confident in the bank, that the banking system is safe and sound, and that the government will not bail the bank out. The Biden administration has released a separate statement about Friday's collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, an institution that catered heavily to the tech investment sector. Marissa Melton has the story.
The White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with California Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday about the Silicon Valley Bank failure and efforts to address the situation. Influential figures in Silicon Valley and the finance sector are calling publicly for the government to push another bank to assume SVB's assets and obligations as a way of protecting investors. The statement also said Biden discussed with Newsom an emergency declaration he issued on Friday to ensure California has the full support of the federal government as it responds to the impacts of severe winter weather, including flooding, landslides, and mudslides. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Cyclone Freddy battered central Mozambique on Sunday after making landfall for a second time in a month. It broke records for the duration and strength of tropical storms in the southern hemisphere. Footage released by UNICEF shows strong winds and heavy rain hitting the port town of Quelimane as residents battled the storm. Communications and electricity supply in the storm area have been cut, so the extent of the damage and number of casualties is not clear. At least one person was killed in Quelimane on Saturday when his house collapsed, state TV reported. 2 weeks ago, 27 died when the storm first made landfall. From Washington, you are listening to the Voice of America. Aramco chief Nasser says crude supplies to main Asian markets wasn't impacted by the Russian sales there. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.